Journalists in Syria are sending us out the most horrific images of dead and mutilated children, of children trapped under rubble, videos which are just heartrending and almost impossible to watch. So people do know, but there has been no response whatsoever. Just today, there's a press conference of Syrian NGOs in Turkey, and what they are saying is that Syrians have given up on the international community. And certainly it would appear the international community have given up on Syrians.
Yeah, my biggest disappointment is with the Irish media. Michael Lenehan with the Irish Syria Solidarity Movement. As activists, we want to be able to respond to this crisis. We want to be able to get public opinion out there in support of Syrians. And until the media is on board, until it comes into the public consciousness, it's not going to happen.
How much of the narrative of communication is down to the landscape of fake news?
There's a very sophisticated, well-orchestrated propaganda campaign to tell lies about Syria and to suggest that, really to promote the Assad narrative, which is that everybody in Syria who is opposed to Assad is actually either ISIS or Al-Qaeda, which of course is entirely untrue. Civilians in Syria do not support Al-Qaeda or ISIS. They just want to live in freedom and peace, so they protest against both Assad and Al-Qaeda. One of the towns which is absolutely famous for coming out Friday after Friday for years to protest against both Assad and Al-Qaeda, Marat al-Numan, has now been bombed, is now, at this moment, being bombed into obliteration. Friends of ours there, their homes have been bombed, members of their families have been killed. So this narrative is entirely untrue, but there's a very well-orchestrated campaign, and to smear rescue workers, we can see it on Twitter, that it's actually orchestrated via the Russian diplomatic service, because the information or the disinformation comes out via those embassies and is tagged to the what we would call the propaganda circle, the chief propagandists, and then they amplify it and send it out.
Dr. Cara Connolly. I think what's disheartening is the lack of response from the medical community too. It was over a year and a half ago that we had a petition out about the bombing by the Russians of hospitals and schools. It's become a norm for medical treatment centres and hospitals to have to go underground. We have got evidence that UN aid has been adulterated, dialysis equipment damaged, HIV, bloodborne virus equipment damaged. There was a figure of over 500,000 people killed, and most of those by Assad, and that figure just grows. And there's a lack of empathy, and there's a lack of interest, and there's just an overall numbness. And I would agree with Michael Lenehan and everyone here today that the Irish media is not doing enough. You know, this is the era where mobile phones are everywhere, media is everywhere. We're seeing horrendous things all the time. You know, the red line was crossed 8-9 years ago when chemical warfare started. So I just don't know. It's just despair. I don't know what we can do at this stage.